Green Inferno has a lot of interesting aspects to it. One is that it finds itself in the center of the most prominent movie boycott call since The Last Temptation for Christ was released by Martin Scorsese in the early 90s. For those of you old enough to remember that, you'll find a lot of the same sort of protective, not religious by nature, but if there is a religion that is the cult of political correctness, then Green Inferno threatens heresy against that religion. By really being a throwback movie to the 1970s Mondo Italian horror exploitive genre, which the director himself is a student of, as seen by his treatment of the movie Hostel and Cabin Fever. He's no stranger to recreating, with Cabin Fever, he recreated his hero Sam Raimi's movie Evil Dead. And in Hostel, he really developed the genre of torture porn past where the movie Saw could take it, which was to put it in a developed script and not just have it be an end to itself like the Saw movies. So here, he takes the Mondo Italian horror films, contemporizes them into a PC dialogue about whether or not activism is cool or not to a millennial generation. And this millennial protagonist finds herself on a plane to Peru where she helps protect an indigenous tribe, and then as her plane crashes in the jungle, she finds herself losing the role of patronizing savior of the tribe, and finds herself right in the middle of a cannibal experience of terror that is unseen like anything outside of Heart of Darkness, which also the film harkens to many times. But what we have at the end is a shocking, spoiler alert here, is a brilliant ending in this young woman who has been, you know, at the forefront of a female genital mutilation protest, which also finds its way into the movie that we won't spend too much time talking about. But in the end, as they're interviewing her after she's watched all of her friends and killed and eaten to save this tribe, she says to the professors and media, oh, they were the most peaceful, loving tribe ever. And so it's kind of a great last joke, which goes full circle about activism and patronizing Western thought.